Good to be here, Annie, and welcome to all of our viewers. Look at the world right now. The U.S.-backed fascist president of South Korea just tried to impose martial law on the country and is now facing impeachment.
Yoon facing backlash over his brief failed bid to impose martial law to stop what he called pro-North Korean forces inside the government. His move rejected by lawmakers, but not before it sparked chaos, including confrontations with police. At one point, hundreds of troops moving into the assembly through smashed windows.
In northern Gaza, the U.S.-backed genocidal apartheid state of Israel is starving and repeatedly bombing the Palestinian people, creating conditions that even the U.N. Secretary General called appalling and apocalyptic. In Lebanon, Israel has violated a ceasefire over 100 times in just the last few days. In Syria, war is breaking out, backed by different reactionary regional powers and imperialists. Turmoil in France and Georgia and many other countries. This is just a small picture of how extreme these times are, how intense the contradictions of this system are, how quickly things are moving, and how urgently humanity needs revolution and a whole new world. And on this show, we are working to make sense of all this madness and call forward a force that is representing and fighting for the interests of humanity to get out from under this people-killing, soul-crushing, planet-destroying system of capitalism imperialism and bring a radically different and far better system into being.
And the vision and scientific framework for that better system has been developed by the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian, who's brought forward the new communism. Bob Avakian is a leader who has put his whole life, heart, and soul to the struggle to end oppression and exploitation. And he's made breakthroughs in what's required to get to that goal. So we'll bring you more from Bob Avakian directly in today's show. The RevComs have been in the midst of a major campaign to get Bob Avakian's social media at Bob Avakian Official, reaching millions. And we've been raising funds for online advertising and a grassroots movement to make this possible. We're at a turning point in history, with Trump fascism barreling ahead. And it is urgent that, as Bob Avakian argues on his social media, that people look seriously for solutions outside and beyond this system. And that's what this campaign to get at Bob Avakian Official everywhere is aimed at doing, on a major societal scale. So we're excited to announce that we exceeded our goal of $25,000 for Giving Tuesday. We raised a total of $25,316. So thank you to everyone who donated from $5 to $500. You are part of a community of people across the country who are putting something on the line to fight for a better world. And we're also excited to announce that we're going to extend our drive and double our goal, for a total of $50,000 by December 31st. So to kick this off, a generous donor has issued a $5,000 matching challenge, and they issued this statement. I'm a baby boomer that knew better in the 60s and 70s because of the leadership of Bob Avakian. Revolution, nothing less. So anything you give until we meet that $5,000 will be doubled. Donate, go to BobAvakianOfficialEverywhere.org or check out the links in the caption below. And we're going to be bringing you more from this drive later in the show, hearing from people across the country who've been part of raising funds.
But first, we're going to talk about Christian fascism and the Trump MAGA fascist regime.
In his social media message, Revolution number 103, titled Why Democrats Are Aiding and Facilitating Fascism, What This Shows About This System and What Decent People Need to Be Doing, Bob Avakian said,
fascism is not a swear word or just some kind of negative label to put on your opponent in the course of an election. Fascism, as represented by Donald Trump, is a white supremacist, male supremacist, anti-LGBT, immigrant-hating, aggressively environment-destroying, anti-scientific, religious fundamentalist fanaticism, determined to use the power of the government to forcibly compel obedience to its dangerous and destructive lunacy, and to viciously persecute those who oppose or resist. And now that the election is over, Here are the leading Democrats anxious to cooperate with and assist the fascist Trump.
The particular form of this religious fundamentalist fanaticism and what coheres and drives this is Christian fascism. The biblical literalist Looney Tune notion that America is a God-ordained nation that needs to impose biblical patriarchal rule, with schools indoctrinating children with the Ten Commandments and prayerful miseducation. Trump's alliance with the Christian fascists can be seen in his selection of judges, including the Supreme Court judges who overturned women's right to abortion. It can be seen in the dangerous and delusional declaration, which he repeated the night of the election.
God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness.
And this Christian fascism can be seen in Trump's current nominee to lead the Department of Defense, Pete Pig of Death Hegseth. As we film this, Hegseth's nomination has run into controversy, and there's a chance that it may be pulled. But still, the fact that this Christian lunatic, crusade-loving, Armageddon-mongering fascist is being considered at all underscores the extreme danger of this fascism. Now, we can't here do justice to the full-on fascist character of Hegseth's worldview, but encourage you to go to revcom.us and read the series there on Trump's cabinet, Forging the Fascist Machine, which does a deep dive into Hegseth and how he sees recohering the U.S. military on a fascist basis, with open white supremacy, open male supremacy, and anti-LGBT viciousness. Hegseth wants to rip away any kind of pretense to respecting rules of war. Now, this has always been a lie with a U.S. military that regularly uses torture and rape as weapons of war. But Hegseth wants soldiers to have full license to wantonly slaughter and torture civilians, lobbying for soldiers who've been convicted of war crimes to be let off. Listen to what Hegseth actually said about how the U.S.'s enemies should be treated. Quote, "If you surrender, we might spare your life. If you do not, we will rip your arms off and feed them to hogs." End quote. Now, this would be the fighting doctrine of the world's largest machinery of death and destruction. At the center of Hegseth's worldview is his Christian fascism. In his 2022 book, Battle for the American Mind, Hegseth yearns to turn the clock back to the 1500s in Europe, when large parts of society believed that, quote, truth was discoverable through God's revealed word, the Bible, and his revelation, end quote. And he sharply criticizes the Enlightenment movement of the 1700s. A feature of the Enlightenment was a fight for science and reason in opposition to Dark Ages religion and blind faith. Again, even if Hegseth doesn't actually become the Secretary of Defense, the fact that this kind of anti-scientific biblical literalist lunatic was considered is enough to reveal the nature of the Christian fascism that has been built up for decades and which Trump has put on steroids. Bob Avakian has been sounding the alarm on this Christian fascism since the mid-90s. And in his 2017 talk titled, "The Trump-Pence Regime Must Go, In the Name of Humanity, We Refuse to Accept a Fascist America, A Better World Is Possible," Bob Avakian digs into the roots of this Christian fascism. While at the time he was talking about the Trump-Pence regime and that particular alliance fractured, with Trump wishing he could have fed Pence to a mob of his fascist followers on January 6th, how things have developed since underscores the importance of this analysis.
One of the most distinguishing and significant features of this particularly American version of fascism is the unholy alliance between Trump and fundamentalist Christian fascists. As I pointed out in another recent talk, Trump, I think it's fair to say, could not have won the election if the Christian fascists not only had opposed him, but if they'd been unenthusiastic about him. And even when the pussy-grabbing thing came out, they didn't turn against him, Jerry Falwell Jr. and all these others, because they recognized Here is somebody who is going outside of the whole rules and the way things are done in the swamp of Washington, who will actually carry through on this stuff, like outlawing abortion and suppressing gay people. And Trump, for his part, recognized that if he didn't get this force behind him, he was not going to be able to do it. Pence is obviously a critical linchpin in this uniting of what's represented by Trump and the Christian fascists. The regular bourgeois institutions like CNN, the Democratic Party, and so on, they keep saying, he can't do that. That's not the way things are done. But then Trump does it because he's not playing by those rules. He's not working within the norms as they've been. He is going directly up against them, precisely as an important part of what he's doing. And while Pence plays a very important role in all this, he is far from the only Christian fascist in this regime. Besides the appointment of Neil Gorsuch, who is himself a Christian fascist, to the Supreme Court, reestablishing after the death of Antonin Scalia the right-wing majority on the court, Trump's cabinet is full of these Christian fascists. Perhaps it seems harsh or even extreme to refer to these fundamentalist Christians as fascists. Well, in Catherine Stewart's book, The Good News Club, The Christian Right's Stealth Assault on American Children, she cites these comments by Rich Lang, himself a former Christian fundamentalist who broke with that and became a liberal Christian pastor. When I was born again, Lang recalls, faith was something inside of you, something you were supposed to reflect through your life. But in the 1980s, something happened. Fundamentalist Christianity jumped back into the public square with the intention to reshape the country as a Christian nation as defined by them. It's no different than the Nazis wanting to start with the Hitler Youth. That is where you'd want to start if you were trying to build a fascist movement. That's the word, fascism. Nobody likes to use it in this country. But I believe that in this country, underneath the appearances, that is exactly the great temptation of our time. And you have to call it what it is, Christian fascism. Stewart further summarizes Lang's views this way. Modern fundamentalism, like fascism in earlier times, he says, involves a strong feeling of persecution, typically at the hands of godless liberals or a religious other. The belief that one belongs to a pure race or national group that is responsible for past greatness, suffers unjust oppression in the present, and is the rightful ruler of the world. The impulse to submit unquestioningly to absolute authority, and the relentless drive for power and control. It is, he says, a kind of supremacist movement with religion rather than race at its core. And there is this chilling statement by Lang. People have no idea it's going on. What does it mean that the conservative church that's growing in America is an end times church? What does it mean that we are raising a generation of children to believe that they are the last generation? What is going to happen if we keep on telling them, don't care about the environment and bring on the war because we're going to be lifted out of here and you can forget about loving your neighbors because they're just going to get blown away? So that is the insight of someone very familiar with these Christian fascists. And the fact is that in this country, with its whole history of genocide, slavery, and racism, any form of fascism, including one basing itself on Christian supremacy, any urge to restore past greatness cannot help but be bound together with white supremacy. The Republican Party has been moving in a fascist direction since the late 1960s, with further leaps since then to becoming more and more openly fascist. And in running for president in 1968, Richard Nixon adopted what has been called the Southern Strategy, which the Republican Party has followed ever since. This is a direct appeal to white supremacy, to the racism of white people, particularly, though not only, in the southern states, who are enraged that black people are not staying in their place. The Republican Party is not the party of Lincoln, as it sometimes demagogically claims to be. It has become much more the party of the Confederacy. With Ronald Reagan, the Republican Party took another leap on the road of fascism. Reagan very deliberately began his campaign for president in 1980 in Philadelphia, Mississippi, where in 1964, three civil rights workers were kidnapped and brutally murdered by white supremacists. There, in Philadelphia, Mississippi, Reagan proclaimed his support for states' rights, which, particularly in the South, have long been code words for white supremacist lynch mobism. And after George W. Bush took things still further in a fascist direction, including the open use of torture and the active promotion of Christian fundamentalism, the Trump-Pence regime has made the leap into all-out fascism.
Set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere.
Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show.
This Trump fascist program is deadly serious. And this time around, with the Republican fascists in control of all three branches of government, they're planning to move fast and hard to impose their horrific agenda. But they do have weaknesses, and what they're doing holds risks for them and the whole system. As Baba Vakin was talking about, these fascists want to drastically shred the norms of how things have been. This will be shocking and jolting to millions of decent people. And in this situation, a force telling the truth about this fascism and the system that spawned it, a force leading masses of people to stand up against this fascism and build up the forces for revolution can come to the fore, which is exactly what we need to be fighting for now. Since the election of Trump, MAGA fascists in Southern California have been organizing Trump trains for a victory lap around LA. These are car and truck caravans cruising blue areas, hurling taunts and threats at women, immigrants, and LGBTQ people. But on November 30th, their victory lap did not go down unopposed. The fascist caravan started at Home Depot in LA, where dozens of immigrant day laborers gathered to look for work. And the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity was there to defend them and stand against the fascists. In his social media message, Revolution Number 106, Baba Vakin calls for people to defend the rights and lives of people targeted by Trump MAGA fascism. Take the offensive in opposition to this fascism and the system that has given rise to this fascism. This is what we were determined to do, and we reached out to different organizations to be part of this. As soon as we got there, fascists were going up to the day laborers and harassing them. The RevCom Corps marched up and stood in a line between the fascists and the day laborers. We stood as a serious, disciplined force, not engaging the fascists, but making clear we were not going to allow them to intimidate, harass, and physically assault anyone. Let's watch.
Go away. Go to your side. Go away. Go away.
This fascist country and the division between them and the people who want an end to oppression and madness goes back to the founding of this country in genocide, in slavery, and it has taken a leap. With Trump 2.0, the American Nazi, this is not the American people who need to come together. There are two countries. There is a country of MAGA fascists who have become more and more unhinged lunatics who celebrate ignorance, who spread lies about the scapegoats, the immigrants who have fled, people who have fled countries. We and you need to be part of defending the people whose rights and lives are coming under attack by these fascist thugs in and out of government. We call on you to become part of the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity.
Today we were just out here confronting these MAGA Trump fascists who have been on a victory lap. So we're talking to you because the question is, what are you going to do? Are we going to give in to the despair and the hopelessness, or the conciliation and coming together that the Democrats tell us to do with actual fascists? Or are we going to draw a line and say no? In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept the fascist America. All the decent people need to be joining us in organizing people to defend the rights and lives of those who they have in the crosshairs. Immigrants, women, trans, LGBT people, black and brown people in the inner cities, and anyone who thinks thoughts against the government and against Trump, who are targeted as communist insurrectionists. Well, as someone who is a communist, a revolutionary communist and follower of Bob Avakian, we are for the emancipation of all of humanity. But if we, you, do not act now, things are not going to be all right. We're not going to be able to wait this out and see what happens next. We can no longer allow these imperialists, fascists, or Democrats to continue to run the world, to determine the destiny of humanity, and to threaten the future of the planet. Get with the revolution.
As you've been hearing throughout today's show, the revolutionary leader, Bob Avakian, is giving real-time leadership through his social media for real revolution in this momentous time. And we're in the midst of a national campaign to raise funds for online advertising and an on-the-ground grassroots movement to reach and move millions with Bob Avakian's voice and revolutionary analysis, vision, and strategy. His scientific understanding that a radically different and a far better world is possible with the new communism. And he breaks all this down at Bob Avakian Official.
This capitalist system that we are now forced to live under has long since developed into a system of international exploitation and oppression, the system of capitalism imperialism. This system is long outmoded, long past its expiration date, long past any circumstances where it could play any positive role. And here is the most profound and essential truth in all this. With all the very real horror this has involved, the development of human society up to and through capitalism has created the basis for a world without all those horrors. The basis exists now. The technology, knowledge, and scientific foundation to provide a decent and continually enriched life in an all-around way for everyone on this earth without any oppressive divisions among human beings. and the basis exists for human beings to finally become fit caretakers of the Earth as a whole.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back.
Cats like me and you have got lost, but they adhere to laws outside the laws as they down by those we don't subscribe to. The world is getting stranger. Bring on the revolution. I wanna die for something. Bring on the revolution. Don't wanna die for nothing. For every freedom.
So we just ended our fundraising drive for Giving Tuesday, which is a global day of giving and charitable action. And we exceeded our goal of $25,000, raising $25,316 for the campaign to get at Bob Avakian Official everywhere. So again, thank you to everyone who gave and who was part of the national movement to raise funds. The fundraising itself was part of building up the national networks needed for revolution, and included a lot of collectivity and creativity, reaching very widely, including to people just getting introduced to Bob Avakian. This included phone calling and direct asks for funds, but also fundraising projects like a holiday bazaar in Chicago, tamale sales in Los Angeles, a hot chocolate sale in Berkeley, a dramatic street performance in Houston, and a sweet potato pie bake sale in New York, where they raised over $1,200. So throughout the day on Tuesday, we did a series of live streams on social media with people who were part of these efforts across the country. We're not going to be able to play the excerpts from all of those today, but we want to thank everyone who took part. And we're going to open with Vic from the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity in Texas on why you should donate to this campaign.
Today is Giving Tuesday, and I've personally received messages from so many different organizations asking me to, you know, donate and support them. And with everything that's happening in the world, as we're being catapulted into straight up fascism in the United States, and like the existence of humanity and all life on Earth hangs by a thread, there is no better organization to support than the people who are actually going to work to scientifically understand why all of this stuff is happening in our world, i.e. analyzing the system of capitalism, imperialism, and going to work to actually put a stop to this system, to overthrow it and replace it with a whole better system so that we can actually save all of life on Earth. And it's a grand goal, but it's gone to work every single day by people who are part of the RevComs across the country. But we have so much more work to do, and that takes funding. And I think in a nutshell, that's why people need to give. this is the greatest cause they could possibly give to.
So one important lesson throughout all these fundraising efforts is that as essential as the funds themselves are, and they are, we're not just raising funds, we're raising people. In other words, in asking people to make a sacrifice, to give their resources to impact society with Bob Avakian's voice, you're introducing people, you're challenging people directly to get into Bob Avakian, to get into his social media and be part of spreading it. And in raising the funds, you are organizing the networks of revolutionary organization that we need and breaking open a larger debate in society. On Tuesday, we were joined by Carl Dix with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity in New York and Lavette, a volunteer who, as you'll hear, has been boldly raising funds.
Okay, look, people need to contribute because there's millions of people out here who are really up against what's happening. They have questions about why it's happening, can anything be done? And Bob Avakian cuts through the questions, the despair, the demoralization, to get right to the heart of it. What this looming fascism represents, what it means, not that we should give up, go into despair, but a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination. And people need to hear it. And we saw that as we went through our bake sale. And we can talk about that some later, but people who were coming in to buy a pie and then getting introduced to Bob Avakian were like, I'm glad you played that for me because I was really feeling bad. And this man is giving me some hope.
Yeah, so you guys raised $1,200 in a sweet potato pie sale and a bake sale last weekend at Revolution Books. Lavette, why don't you talk about why you were part of it and why you think people should contribute and why you gave your precious time and energy and creativity to raising these funds?
Well, actually, I overheard the RevCom Corps people talking about what they're going to do, and I said I will help and buy baking 20 pies. No. They came back and said, no, what about 50 pies? And I'm not the whole bake sale. So, and they struggled with me, and I was baking over 60 pies.
Oh my God. You were also making the case for why they should especially, you know, donate because of these Bob Avakian social media messages. And I'm curious how you make the argument and why you see that's a lot of people are very shy about talking to their friends, especially about donating, mm-hmm. Or talking to their family, especially in the time of such controversy and people are afraid to stir the pot. So what gave you some of the courage and backbone to reach out that way? What can people learn from that?
Number one, we need to have Bob Avakian official everywhere. That's number one. Mm-hmm. And we need to be forceful and not accept a no for an answer. And it's not my money. This is the money I'm fighting for, to get a Bob Avakian official everywhere. You can ask your friends, your family. You'd be surprised how important you are in your family. Mm-hmm. I have a large family. They working class. They live from paycheck to paycheck. And I went to them. I said, y'all got to give something. And they gave. Some people gave 50. Some people gave 20. Some people gave 35. All kinds of numbers. And you'd be surprised how important you are to the struggle. And people recognize that. And we're fighting for emancipation of humanity. Nobody is spending anything. Mm-hmm. People have to understand that. You know, I ask people when they say no, I don't even accept no for an answer. I say, why? You know, you know the thing with Bob Avakian, you need to listen to this guy. And I'll send them things. Listen to number one, listen to 104, listen to this. This is what you're talking about. The people are despair. They think they did something wrong. This country is wrong, mm-hmm. not the...
The leadership that Bob Avakian is providing on his social media is and needs to be a lifeline for people who are seriously confronting the reality of this fascist regime and putting themselves to defeating this fascism and the whole monstrous system that has given rise to it, along with all the other atrocities that we're surrounded by in today's world. A lifeline for how to understand what is happening and what we need to do about it to bring into being a future fit for humanity. And it needs to be that lifeline for thousands and thousands more, thousands who are needed now to be part of a hardcore fighting force for real revolution in this time. Next, we're going to hear from Coco with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity in Texas, who speaks to this.
I mean, to be honest, if I did not have the voice of Bob Avakian in my ear right now, I don't know what my state of mind would be. I think I would be one of those people despairing, feeling demoralized. And instead, I do feel filled with, righteous anger and revolutionary determination. It's a struggle to understand what's happening, why it's happening. And when you think things can't get any worse, they just, keep getting worse. What kind of system puts up a war criminal and a fascist as your choices, right? And what kind of system put somebody like that orange turd, Donald Trump, up as a legitimate candidate, not once, not twice, but three f***ing times? It's unbearable. It is absolutely unbearable, like what's happening to women. At least three women in Texas have died because of these abortion bans. And where is the outrage? And it really is because people's sights are so low. They're so defeated. And, it's, one thing that I don't feel that way because I, am one of the people who knows that Bob Avakian official exists, and I can listen to the dispatches as they come out. And then I'm part of a collective here and trying to build up a movement, a RevCom Corps here. But this really does need to get out. Millions of people are despairing, and it will make such a difference for those millions of people to be hearing this and, to be, going into that whole body of work that's in, 106 dispatches, and be able to discuss it with other people. There are national Zooms, there are all kinds of ways that you can get into these discussions. This needs to be a debate that's broken out all over society.
So that is why people should donate to get at Bob Avakian official reaching everywhere. This revolutionary message is suppressed by the algorithm, which favors things that reinforce this system's way of thinking, just going with the flow. So your donation is needed to help break it out now. And we're not funded by big NGOs or corporations. We're funded by you, people who give a f***. People who refuse to capitulate to the MAGA fascists the way that the war criminal Democrats are telling them to. People who want to see a radically different and far better world and who want to have that discussion and debate.
So that brings us to the end of today's episode. And we want to take you out with a clip of the Iranian rebel rapper Tumaj Salehi. After more than 2 years of cruel and unjust imprisonment and torture by Iran's Islamic fundamentalist regime, Tumaj has been released. He was targeted and sentenced to death for his defiant music standing against the regime in the midst of the Women Life Freedom Uprising in 2022. Even in the face of a death sentence, Tumaj didn't back down. As the International Emergency Campaign to Free Iran's Political Prisoners wrote, Tumaj's release is a victory for the people of the world who have fought to defeat his death sentence and now for his release. On December 3rd, Tumaj celebrated his birthday outside of prison for the first time in 3 years. Happy 34th birthday to a courageous resistor of the world. And we join them in saying, we demand of the Islamic Republic of Iran, free all political prisoners now. We say to the U.S. government, no threats of war moves against Iran. Lift U.S. sanctions.
اگه دیدی درد مردمو ولی چشاتو بستی، ظلم به مظلوم رو دیدی و از کنارش رفتی، اگه از ترس یا واسه منفعتت خوده کردی، تو هم دست ظالم هستی، تو هم مجرم هستی. اگه خودتو به خواب زدی وقتی که خونا رو میریختن، گرفتار کسبتی وقتی جون جوونا رو میگیرن، اگه وسط بازی وسط بودی و گفتی سیاست چی هست، بدون رأی سفید نداریم، بی‌طرف نداره این جنگ. اگه دست رو چشمات گذاشتی دستات خونین، خائنی اگه تریبون داری و حرفات بومیدن، دوری از وطن و دوربینای ما همسو نیستن، یادت باشه کسافت های پشت ابر لو میرن. اگه سرپوش گذاشتی رو قتل، تو هم قاتلی، واسه پوشوندن جنایت باید رو خون راه بری، بدون مال کشیدن تو این سیستم کامل نیست، ایران انقدر زندان داره که همتون جا بشین. جورنالیست بازداری، مخبر دوزداری، هنرمند درباری، سوراخ موش بخر، مامور مزدور، از بالا دستور، جلاد مجبور، سوراخ موش بخر، سوپا پت مینان، منصوب بی اختیار، اصلاح طلب حزب، با سوراخ موش بخر، صادراتی نایی یا کسی رو رو کشار جایی، بده هرچی دلار داری، سوراخ موش بخر.
We've got some time left, so I'd like to play this.
Defend the rights and lives of people targeted by Trump MAGA fascism. Take the offensive in opposition to this fascism and the system that has given rise to this fascism. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 106. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. In my last message, number 105, I answered arguments that are too often raised to justify capitulating to and going along with Trump MAGA fascism. The fact is that Democratic Party functionaries and other liberal representatives of the ruling class will approach things on a fundamentally wrong basis, on the terms of what serves this murderously oppressive system of capitalism imperialism, which they call democracy, and the literally genocidal American empire, which they call the free world. This must not be allowed to set the terms and the limits of the struggle against this Trump MAGA fascism and against the system that has given rise to this fascism, along with all its other atrocities. Liberals and progressives who are not part of the ruling class can play a significant role in building broad unity against this fascism and in searching out the answer to what has given rise to this fascism and what is the solution to this. But at the same time, these liberals and progressives need to open their minds, be willing to honestly engage ideas and solutions that are outside of and beyond the confines of this system, and strengthen their backbones for the fight that is necessary. From the time of the outcome of the election, beginning with my message number 102, I have emphasized this is not a time for demoralization and despair. It is a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination. And what is needed is bold defiance and a determined refusal to go along with any of this, now and in an ongoing way. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America is not an empty slogan or merely some kind of general statement of opposition. It is an active orientation for building mass opposition and resistance to Trump MAGA fascism. In its most important dimension, this means uniting all who can be united, mobilizing people growing into the millions and ultimately tens of millions in protest and resistance against this fascism. At the same time, an important part of this will involve defending people against attacks on their rights and even on their very lives. This defense will need to involve many different dimensions: legal and political defense, and defense against attempts to carry out physical attacks on people who are targets of this fascism. As I emphasized in Something Terrible or Something Truly Emancipating, there is plenty that needs to be done, and urgently, which requires real boldness and heart to stand up against the fascists and any other oppressive force in their moves to threaten and intimidate, brutalize, and even murder people. Let me make clear that I am not calling for launching unprovoked and unjustified attacks on anybody. But there is a right and a need, and there is the responsibility to defend the people who are oppressed and brutalized under this system, and those who represent and stand for what is right and are being attacked because of that. Now, with the re-election of Trump, the MAGA fascists are pumped up, feeling they have powerful backing to intimidate and attack immigrants, women, LGBT people, black people, and others who are targets of this Trump MAGA fascism. Those who recognize the importance of defeating this fascism need to have an offensive orientation in challenging this fascism, while defense is built against attacks by these fascists. As we RevComs, revolutionary communists, have made clear in the Declaration, we need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. So long as we are still living under the rule of this system of capitalism imperialism, we will defend people against attacks on their lives and on the rights that are supposed to be guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution. At the same time, this declaration goes on to make this crucial point. We need a whole different system with a whole different constitution. The Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America, which will provide much greater rights for the people, including the basic right to have the fundamentally determining role in a new society and government whose purpose and goal is to eliminate all exploitation and oppression everywhere. This flows from the understanding that is concentrated in the second slogan I included at the start. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. For very good and important reasons, I have repeatedly emphasized this. It is this system of capitalism imperialism that has given rise to this fascism, along with all its other atrocities. It is this system that must be swept away through a revolution that millions are won to actively fight for, with many millions more supporting this emancipating revolution. The basic approach to building for and then carrying out this revolution is set forth in the important document at revcom.us. Revolution, building up the basis to go for the whole thing with a real chance to win. Strategic orientation and practical approach. With regard to what needs to be brought into being with the defeat of and in place of this system of capitalism imperialism, this document refers to the following from the Declaration We Need and We Demand. The existing capitalist imperialist system and institutions of government of this country must be abolished and dismantled and replaced by a new socialist system based on the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America. Building up the basis goes on to make the very important point that the Declaration We Need and We Demand provides a basic summary of fundamental principles and specific goals of the revolution and the new society and way of living we are working for, as set forth in the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America. And this declaration needs to be very broadly distributed and popularized among millions of people in all parts of the country, now and throughout the development toward a full-out crisis. It needs to be driven home very clearly how the new socialist constitution provides the foundation, the framework, and practical guidelines for a radically new emancipating system, really enabling and empowering the masses of people to move to abolish inequality and discrimination, oppression and exploitation, and to provide powerful support for revolutionary struggles throughout the world striving for the same goal, while also moving quickly, systematically, and effectively to address the already acute and fast accelerating environmental crisis, with the aim of bringing into being a world where humanity can truly be fit caretakers of the earth. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 107, a special holiday message, 2024. God damn the Trump MAGA fascists, everyone. And God damn everyone who tells us to get along and play nice with these fascists. With people who support Trump, nothing good can come from trying to understand them on their own terms. No matter who they are, and no matter what reason or rationalization they give for doing so, they are supporting fascism with everything that means. In a number of previous messages, most recently in message number 105, I have laid out very clearly what it means, the very real horror of this fascism, on top of the ongoing horrors perpetrated by this system of capitalism imperialism as a whole. Unless and until people who have supported Trump admit they are wrong and face up to what they have done in supporting MAGA fascism, there can be no principled way to get along with them. And instead, in any involvement with them, they need to be sharply confronted, called out, and firmly held to account for the fascism they have responsibility for supporting and enabling. Once more, this is not a time for demoralization or despair, and it is definitely not a time for completely wrong-headed and extremely harmful attempts to find common ground with fascism and those who support it. What is needed is an offensive orientation in challenging this fascism, bold defiance, and a determined refusal to go along with any of this, now and in an ongoing way. And this is a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination in the face of this fascism and the whole system that has given rise to this fascism, along with all its other atrocities. Atrocities which I have shined a light on through these messages as a whole, and which are analyzed extensively and in depth in the American Crime series at revcom.us. As I have emphasized many times, it is a scientific fact that we do not have to live this way. A radically different and far better world really is possible. This is also spoken to very clearly in the declaration at revcom.us. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at the Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out the RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.